CPL Newsroom presented by Volkswagen. Once again, I'm Charlie O'Connor Clark alongside, am I pointing the right way this time? Yes. Mitchell Tierney to my, I guess, left, if you're looking on the screen. Again, disregard this if you're listening to the podcast. Anyway, you are back in our 2024 Canadian Premier League season previews as we come to the fifth club that we've gotten to. And that is York United Football Club, who, again, obviously finished fifth last year, getting into the playoffs in just the last 2 weeks of the season, and then going out to Pacific and playing a very, very hard-fought fourth versus fifth game that they, unfortunately, for them, lost in the last minute of that game. You know, Paris G bicycle kick notwithstanding. Again, you guys should know the drill by now. Hopefully, if you've listened to or watched any of our other season previews, 10 minutes are on the clock. Mitchell Tierney, question number one for York United. Simple. Can they find more consistency in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, that was their big issue, I think, this past season, is they had some incredible highs. You know, early on in the year, they went on a run and got all the way up to second place. I think it was five in a row, and were absolutely cruising. And then, you know, they go and can't score and lose a bunch and dip below that playoff line. Then at the end of the year, they're able to pull it out kind of at the last second and grab, you know, that fifth and final playoff spot. So I think this year they'll really want to, in every kind of facet of the club, have more consistency. I think it obviously helps. It's no secret. Last year it was a bit, you know, unstable with not knowing exactly what was next with the ownership group. And I think everything else bleeds down from there. You know, all those potential distractions and uncertainties are gone. And yeah, with Game Plan Sports coming in and being such an exciting ownership group for you know, York United, I think that a lot of the questions are answered. And now they kind of have that platform a little bit more to go on and, you know, just be maybe a little bit more consistent in 2024.
Yeah, that's huge. That's certainty. There's just a lot more, I think, positivity around the club in general going into this year. You know, players feel a little bit more sure of themselves and of their place there. I mean, again, another reason that the consistency wasn't there at times last year was just the starting 11 was never consistent. There were so many injuries with this club, and there were suspensions, missed absences. There were only five players for York that started 20 or more games for this team last year. That is not a lot for a manager to deal with when he's trying to build an identity of football and have some kind of consistency. So, again, I think that really will be the number one thing. Although there's quite a bit of turnover in the squad for York this year. There are quite a few new faces. There are foundations in place for this team, and I think it'll just help if they get a little bit more luck from the injury gods. So anyway, moving on to question number two for York United is, speaking of some of those absences or those departures, do they have enough goals in this team, Mitchell, with Osaze de Rosario and Kevin Dos Santos gone? Both of those guys with six goals for this club last year. So that's 12 of the 35 total that they scored. Again, simple. Have they done enough, you think, to replace that?
I think they do, but they're going to need it very much by committee. You know, by all accounts, Austin Ricci has had an unbelievable preseason. I've seen clips of him scoring from the halfway line, which always indicates a player in confidence. And I do think, you know, there's certainly players on their squad that will want to have bounce back seasons. You know, Brian Wright missed the most big chances in the CPL last season with 15, had 8 expected goals, scored just 2 actual goals. I think Mo Babouli was a little bit below his standards as well in terms of goal scoring. So there's guys there who can score. The big question though is, I don't think that there's a guy in this roster maybe who is going to hit double digits this year the way De Rosario was able to do in 2022. So, yeah, they're going to need a few different guys to kind of carry the goal scoring over the course of the season. I think, again, that exists internally, that exists with guys like Denis Selanovic coming in, you know, an exciting player as well. But there isn't maybe that go-to guy that there has been in other years, and that's a big question mark.
It is. And I think it's still a little bit tough to guess how exactly they're going to put this attack together. Again, as you mentioned, you know, Austin Ricci has, from all we've heard, been incredible in preseason so far, and it seems like he might be in pole position to start for this club as a number 9 when he might have played as a winger a little bit more often last season. So it'll be interesting to see if he can come in and have maybe that breakout season that I think a lot of us know he's capable of in this league. He's one of the most explosive and dynamic players up front when he's healthy and informed. So I think that'll be interesting to watch for York. And there are a lot of options on the wings. Clément Baillet, obviously. Max Ferrari's taken a lot of reps at fullback, I think, in preseason, but he also is an option in the attack. Again, as you mentioned, there are a lot of options in this group and guys who can provide goals and attacking impetus, but they do need probably somebody to take that opportunity and take it by the scruff of the neck and be like, I'm going to score 10, even 8 goals this year, because they had 3 guys with 6 last year and 2 of them are gone. So that is going to be maybe something to focus on. Question 3, moving to the back of the pitch again for York. Can they improve defensively? You know, they gave up 44 goals last year. That was quite a lot. And there were some of the games they lost heavily. I think they gave up 4 to Pacific twice. There were a few, I think they gave up 3 to Valor at home at one point. They need to stop some of those leaks. Mitch, do you think that there is, you know, an improvement in this squad in the defensive end?
Yeah, I think that's even the bigger question, right? Like even if they didn't have maybe that consistency offensively last season, overall, you know, they were pretty solid. They created a lot of chances. They scored a decent amount of goals. Defensively, they really struggled. I mean, like you said, second most goals allowed. They had a -9 goal differential, and they allowed the most shots on target in the entire league, which obviously, you know, is not, none of that's a recipe for long-term success. And that's something they really look to address this offseason. I mean, when you talk about injuries, the back line was really the area where it was most consistent. I mean, I still remember, you know, the opening day of the season, they have 2 fullbacks starting at center back, or at least a defensive midfielder in Brem Sumaro and fullback Jonathan Grant. And we saw Paris G play center back for a lot of last year. I mean, it just wasn't ideal. So they went in and brought in guys like Oswaldo Leon, you know, Frank Sturing as well. Noah Batney came in late last season. So there's just more there in terms of consistency. And yeah, that was the main thing they looked to address this offseason. And I think they did a quite solid job of doing so.
Yeah, just to spell it out, departures in the back line: Paris G, Tas Mordekoutis, Jonathan Grant, and obviously club captain Roger Thompson, who's retired. They've brought in, you know, Juan Cordova, who's an experienced fullback. He'll probably play right back a lot for this team. Orlando Botello was one of the players they brought in on loan from Monterrey. Frank Sturing has played for the Canadian national team, you know, in World Cup qualifying, I think.
And scored.
And scored in, what is it, 11-0 against St. Vincent the Grenadines? and Oswaldo Leon, as you mentioned, who again is a player who has significant experience. I think he's played a lot of games in the Mexican second tier, which is a very good level. So there is a lot of quality in that group. It is largely a new group, which sometimes takes some time to come together. But I think there is the talent in there. But the other thing to mention with York is in goal, they've brought in Thomas Vincenzini, who is an experienced French goalkeeper who I think will probably work alongside Elia Jimenez, filling the shoes of Nico Giannopoulos. But again, that's an experienced player who maybe is something that can help them mesh a younger and more, you know, unfamiliar with each other backline together, especially earlier in the season. So interesting to see how that works out. Question number 4 for York United: which of the, you know, many new signings that we've already mentioned do you think is going to have the biggest impact for this club in 2024?
I think for me, I'll go Juan Cordova. I mean, you know, I think he has the potential to be the best fullback in the Canadian Premier League this season, full stop, given the level he's come from, playing consistently in the Chilean League and for some of the top teams over the past few seasons. You know, he's gotten a few looks with the Canadian men's national team. He's really motivated to get back to the Canadian men's national team as well, and knows only, you know, an absolutely outstanding season with York United probably gets him back in that picture, especially ahead of, you know, Copa America this summer, where he could be a real asset to Canada if, you know, given his experience in playing again against Chile you know, against Chilean opposition in Chile, which Canada will obviously do. But yeah, no, I think he's an exciting player and one that I'm really looking forward to seeing how he slots in.
I'm going to use this opportunity to talk about Denis Salanovic just because I think he's really cool. And it's always awesome to have a guy from Liechtenstein in in a football club you're watching. Shout out Nico Hassler as well. I'm sure a friend of Dennis. But anyway, this guy has probably inarguably the best resume of opponents of anybody in the Canadian Premier League. I mean, this guy has a lot of cap for the Liechtenstein nationally. So he's played against like Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal. He's played against Spain. He's played against Italy, Switzerland, Sweden, Russia. I'm just reading it down here. He's played against Denmark. He's played against pretty much every major European national team for his country in big games, in World Cup qualifiers, in Euro qualifiers, in Nations League. This is a guy with a lot of experience who I think will bring a lot to this York team. And he seems like a fun player. He's a tricky player who can play on the wing. He's going to add, again, a little bit of a different dynamic to that attacking setup. So he's a player that I'm very, very excited to see play. And I think we're going to need some stoppage time here because my alarm is about to go off and we have one more question. That's okay though. 2-1.
Oh boy.
Deepest apologies, but yeah, we'll get a minute or two of added time here because we have to hit question number 5. Mitchell, what does success look like for York United FC in 2024?
Yeah, I'll be quick with this again. I think it's getting back to the playoffs and winning a playoff game. I know ownership has kind of highest standards, and I actually think that'll push this group, you know, above and beyond this season. But yeah, I think just, you know, hosting first and foremost, and then hopefully winning a playoff match would be huge for them.
Yeah, this is a club that's never hosted a playoff match in its history. They've played in two, one at Forge, one at Pacific, lost them both, unfortunately for them. They would like to be in the top four this year. And that kind of goes hand in hand with something else that I think is maybe a kind of secondary goal, is just to be better at home this year. I think they had, just 14 of their 38 points at York Lions Stadium last year. They were not pleased with how often teams would come into that stadium and beat them. So I think they'll have quite some focus on making that a little bit more of a fortress for them this year. And then naturally that might lead to playing a playoff game there, which, if that is the case, we'll set them up a little bit better for success in the playoffs. Anyway, thank you very, very much for sticking with us for 5 of these CPL season previews as we prepare for the season to kick off on April 13th. We will be back tomorrow with who's number 6? Atletico Ottawa, which will be a fun one, which we may also need some stoppage time for, because I'm sure there's a lot to talk about there. Anyway, thank you very, very much for joining us, and we will see you next time. And as always, you know, if you've stuck around for this extra little segment here, I spoke to Martin Nash in training a few weeks ago before they headed down to preseason in Mexico. So here's what Martin Nash had to say about York United heading into 2024. We are somewhere at a very secret location north of Toronto, Ontario, with York United boss Martin Nash. Just tell me kind of what it is like for you guys coming into the season with maybe some more stability and certainty that I think a lot of people would know wasn't maybe here last year at this point. But it's got to be a little bit more positivity around the club.
Absolutely. You know, it's great to have ownership in place and behind us. You know, they're very visible. They're training a lot and around the club. So it's great to have, great to know you have people have your backs, and you know, the club's got a feeling of a club again.
That team you did have last year, you got a lot out of them still, you know, making the playoffs, going on a pretty good run towards the end there. Tell me about what you kind of took away from that season, what you kind of remember about that year. And I know obviously there's a lot of turnover in the squad, but there's got to be, you know, some things that you do take from that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got to look at every season, you got to look back and see what went well and what didn't. You know, we went through a lot as a group last year, and there was a lot of hard times, but there were some good times too. And you know, and it's how do we get out of the dips? When we had those dips was big key. And you know, in the end, I think we were able to battle back, keep them focused on, you know, getting into the playoffs, and we were able to do that and performed well, to be fair, in the playoff game, just weren't able to get a win.
I mentioned the turnover, but what building blocks do you feel are still in place from that team last year? Because there are returning players, there are senior players.
Yeah, I think we were able to keep a good enough core that, you know how it's been here, and to help the other guys assimilate and grow. And we kept some very important pieces that we could build around, and we felt we've built a good squad around them and added some very important players.
Let's hear a little bit about some of those new players that are coming in. I know there's some that are more familiar faces to Canadian soccer fans. I'm thinking like Frank and Juan Cordova, who, you know, we've seen with the national team, but there's a lot of players that people might not know. So who is kind of impressing you early on in training, and who is kind of guys that you think you might be able to lean on?
Yeah, I mean, Oswaldo Leon, the center back's come in. He's done really well. I think he's going to be a big part of the group going forward. The two young Mexican players, Orlando and Jose, are both very good players, very capable. Look like they'll be exciting talents. You know, they're young and going to have to grow a little bit, but they've got good upside. So, you know, players like that are, you know, I think going to be exciting to watch and exciting to watch them grow. Markey, he's almost getting a new player back because he missed almost 6 months of the season. He's looking sharp. He's growing as a player and growing a little bit as an individual. So it's good. I'm expecting big things from him this year. So we've added some good pieces and Dennis Slanovic, who's got some obviously quality and experience. So we feel we've done a good job of building around the core we have, and we're quite happy with where we're at.
I guess to wrap it up, obviously this is a club that made the playoffs last year, is looking to, I guess, push that bar forward, move forward. What is the ambition level of this group and this team and where you want to be at the end of 2024?
I mean, at the start of every season, I'm ambitious and want to win. You know, I want to win the whole thing. And I don't think the gap between the bottom and the top is all that far. We were 4 points off second. Calgary kind of ran away with it. We were 4 points off second last year with everything that went on. I thought was a very good feat, but I think we can do better this year. And the goal is to get more points to try hanging there and see if we can challenge for the title at the end.
Year 6 for York United, year 3 under Martin Nash, beginning April 13th in Ottawa.